Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. I'm here with my beautiful friend, L'Oreal. What's up, Lo?
What's going on? I'm excited for the show today because we have so much to talk about.
You know what did happen that's not tragic is this new hair you swinging right now, sis. You giving me everything. It's the Bae Yang season. Listen, it's a lot going on this week. It's the Bayang. I'm here for the Bayang, ladies. You know, a little switch up, a little 1-2 like my girl L'Oreal. Now, it's been a lot of switch up going on. It's a little switch up with Drake and 21 Savage with this new album called Her Loss.
21.
And baby, it is stirring the internet up. Who is the mystery woman that is on the cover? Who they talking about is going down. Not only that, but Drake is seemingly dissing several people. Now, find out what they had to say about what he had to say. Mm-mm. Also, not only is it daylight savings and the weather is changing, but it is also the season for breakup. Yes, it is upon us. And why you might, in fact, fall victim to a mild breakup this season.
And speaking of breaking up, why are you still stuck on your ex? Because me and Eva, I don't think we have any exes, right?
What is that?
I don't know. We'll talk about that in just a second. Also, a teenager used his mom's rent money to buy his girlfriend Shein and Fashion Nova. I cannot make this stuff up.
You lying!
I promise you. Also, it goes down in my DMs and L'Oreal's DMs each and every week. You already know. They slide up in there and we tell you all about it. And for our final question to Undress, this happens.
My daddy's in the hospital. We all at the hospital in the little prayer room and little chapel room. And this phone call come through. And it's this girl who said, wanted to know about her daddy.
Well, it's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, I have a little bit of a secret for you guys. So if I whisper, just listen real close, okay? So I have early access for Black Friday shopping. Yes,
what?
I said it right. Early access for Black Friday. So it starts, get ready, on November the 7th through November the 19th.
Eva, you can go how did you get it and I didn't get it? You giving it to me now?
I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you the
key. Okay, okay.
So you can go ahead and start all of your Black Friday shopping at Macy's early with early access. So they're giving you early access to specials on your favorite brands and your beauty essentials from the 7th through the 19th. Now, the best part is there's no waiting in lines. There's no getting up early. There's no getting trampled. You don't have to worry about traffic, that I'm full after Thanksgiving. What do I do? No. All you have to do is go online to Macy's.com/Black Friday, but only while supplies last, because I'm going on now. Make sure I get all my stuff in the cart. So go online right now, get your holiday shopping done before Thanksgiving and have all your cake and your pie. And yes, you can eat it too. That's Macy's.com/Black Friday. Let's go.
You know what's crazy? I actually was in Macy's Times Square yesterday and Herald Square. And let's just say you need a whole entire day to spend in that Macy's.
Oh my goodness. The women's department is crazy. The floor they have for ready to wear for women of all sizes is insane.
Eva, I thought I was on the 6th floor and I was on the 2nd.
So baby, the 5th floor is my mama's favorite because the 5th floor is where you can find all her sizes with all the amazing fashions, because Macy's does not skimp on fashion because of size. That's why I love Macy's.
I know that's right. Well, there's other things going on in this world today, and it's all about Her Loss. Now, Her Loss, that's the new album that dropped with 21 Savage and Drake. And let's just say there was a lucky lady that graced the cover. And like, people are all asking, like, who is this woman? Anyway,
because he had all these women on his other song, right? He had like a zillion different women, lover boy.
But the pregnant emojis, I don't think those count as women.
Who is this lady?
There is an actual woman. Well, I'm not even going to lie. I even Googled, like, who is this girl? Harpo, who is this woman? So the album has this close-up shot. It's a young woman. She has jewelry in her mouth, colorful eyelashes, and her name is Suki Baby. So
Come on, Suki, is
a Houston now artist and an exotic dancer.
That's why.
They just picked a random girl. So in a podcast last year, she talked about her personal interests, and it left. She left a lot of clues about why they picked her for the album. So it's taken, that picture was taken 3 years ago. And Little Yachty actually is the person that found that image. You know, he's OVO now.
What's the clues?
He said, I chose this cover because this photo is so raw, so authentic, and not fabricated. Suki can and will only be Suki. All Suki now. Is it Suki?
Suki now.
Is that name Suki or Suki? Because now I'm confused.
Well, if you say Suki now, that's Suki. But I know that.
Is it Suki Can or Suki Can?
I think it's Suki, like Sukiana.
Oh, Suki. So you can't say it like
But she's the woman of the week. She's who we're talking about. She's on the cover of the album. So her loss, what is this about? Like, so he was lover boy. Did he fall in love and fall out of love? What is going on?
I don't know who he's talking to at this point. Some people think Rihanna, but it's not her loss because she seems to be doing really good. But, you know,
he can't be talking about Rihanna because she's about to hit the Super Bowl stage. She's got a ballot for Wakanda. She's got a brand new baby, and she is the queen of them all.
Well, maybe he thinks that he's a better choice than ASAP Rocky, but Drake is known for having beefs and taking shots at people. He does that all too well, and this album is no differently. He apparently took shots at Serena Williams' husband, because that's pretty much gangsta.
What was that about? Okay, tell me, because you know rap better than me. Is this actually taking a shot, or is he repeating what Alexis said? Isn't that the husband's name? Because Alexis said that he's a groupie for his wife, right?
Yeah, but he said it trying to be funny, because everybody knows that Drake used to date Serena Williams, and he did? Eva, please.
Girl, let me take my Macy's.
You didn't know that Drake used to date Serena?
No.
Yes.
I just know he liked big booties.
No, they used to date. And he also took shots at Kanye, Drum, Ice Spice, and Meg Thee Stallion. I feel like that's the weakest lineup of people to have a
beef. Okay, what did he say about Kanye?
Kanye, he basically said he took a picture with the ops for Jay Prince. And Jay Prince is not a name that you want to say right about now.
Not right now. Not the what's about to happen to... Okay, keep going.
Yeah, especially with Takeoff. And we didn't talk about Takeoff, so we do want to say RIP.
So Jay Prince is very much so involved in the untimely death of Takeoff.
Allegedly. His son.
Junior, yes.
Yeah, Jay Prince Junior.
Junior.
You got to get that right. Not him.
I want everything good around my house.
Yeah, you need to stay away from that.
Yes, don't want any of that smoke. But we do want to send our condolences, our prayers, our thoughts, and our hearts go out to the entire family, to all the children involved, to the parents, to the loved ones, to the fans. Just, it's a very tragic loss. Such a young man, such a beautiful life ahead of him, had made such great history while he was here on this earth with Migos. And individually.
Literally the saddest thing, Eva.
The saddest.
You know, they're doing his funeral at the State Farm Arena this Friday. Mm. And it's a big deal, a big hit for the industry, for the hip hop world, for Atlanta. And, you know, this is the second artist big in Atlanta that has died this year, or more than that, actually. It's been way more than that.
The second one shot at one of these dice games. Too.
So that Jay Prince Jr. was tied to. That's a whole nother. We'll get into that
As we know more facts.
Yeah, we want to know the facts before we talk out on that stuff. But let's get back to Drake. Okay. Now, that's his list of beef right there. Now, Meg Thee Stallion.
What do you say about Spice? Are we talking about Spice the reggae artist or the new girl with the little short beard?
Not the Jamaican reggae artist. The
cute one.
Yeah, the Annie, Little Orphan Annie.
She's so cute.
You thought I was feeling? So, anyway.
What's the smoke with her?
He just said she's a dime. Was something about she a dime, but on mute or something like that. Like, basically saying she can't rap, but she's cute or she
whatever. In the words of Wale, she got a little bust, so what? Like, you know, he only here for girls with big booties. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he said she's a 10, but on mute. That's not the bad thing. Everybody's mad at the Meg Thee Stallion thing.
What was that?
Okay, so the line is, this B lie about getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling. Shorty say she graduated. She ain't learned enough. Play your album track 1K, I heard enough. So he's trying to say that, well, he's not saying anything. Lil Yachty actually, you know, now he's his representative. He's picking album covers. He's picking fights. So Lil Yachty came out.
He did not say that in his record.
Doesn't it sound like he's talking about Meg? He said he's not. I know. Listen to what his excuse is.
Okay.
He said that he's saying shots, talking about like butt shots. And she's still a stallion, saying like she's still thick. Like she lying about getting butt shots, but she's still thick.
Then just say lying about getting butt shots. Then say that. Because it ain't no metaphor. There is a very, very famous woman named Meg Thee Stallion who just graduated, stayed in school while she did her music career, and has a whole pending case right now about being shot. Like, come on now. We ain't stupid.
Yeah, I mean, Tory Lanez is facing 23 years to life. And the problem is that Drake is from Canada. So the link up is everybody's like, okay, he's probably doing that because he's from. But I'm like, he don't even rock with Tory Lanez. So for him to even say that is crazy. But she wasn't playing around with it. She said, I know I'm popular, but y'all got to stop attaching me to weak conspiracy theories and bars. And my name, and using my name, but they never addressed me or at me with the facts or receipts. And then somebody came out and was like, he literally said stallion. So he did say your name. So she said, stop using my shooter for clout. Beep. I can't even talk because you know half of this is all beep, beep, beep. Since when is it cool to joke about women getting shot? You N-words, especially rap N-words, are lame. Ready to boycott about shoes and clothes, but dog pal on black women when they say one of y'all homeboys abused her.
Mm.
So, I mean, where's the lie? Mark Lamont Hill and a bunch of other people really did come out and was like, boycott this album because of that. And then, I'm not going to lie, on the album is one of the best songs. So it is a little, it's a little difficult because, yeah, I mean, you don't like me. I like Drake, you know what I mean? But I don't want to co-sign that. I don't think it's funny. We don't know what happened in that situation. That girl saying she got shot. Other people saying she got shot and they saying Tory Lanez did it. I don't see nothing funny about that. And the last time somebody joked, maybe not the last time, but I remember a time when they, who shot you? And both of them people are dead. So to joke about somebody getting shot, like, I don't see where that's funny, especially if it's a woman getting shot by a man. But like I said, Lil Yachty said that's not what he meant. Drake, you're not dumb. Come on. You're smart enough to know what we was going to think, regardless of if you didn't mean it or not. So what's Serena's husband's name? Alexis. He actually spoke back, too. And he said, you know, I am a groupie for my wife and my daughter. Like, yes. I'm cool with being a groupie. So I liked his little clap back. But, you know, it was crazy because some people made a good conclusion about Drake. Like, you want smoke with all these girls, with this white guy. Uh-huh. But what about Diddy?
Well, what is his problem with Diddy?
Oh, Diddy smacked the out of him before. You didn't know that?
Diddy slapped Drake?
Diddy slapped him so hard that Drake's shoulder popped out. And I'm not joking. We got a caller. We got a little caller.
I would like to go to the caller. We need to go to the caller because brother love slap, love a boy.
Yeah, we got a little audio of a caller that talks about the whole situation.
Let me hear this.
Watching Drake devolve into like this weird, messy, misogynistic is just so fucking disheartening. You are handsome and wealthy and talented. Your only job in life is to not be a fucking and you cannot manage that? Oh my God, why would you say that about that girl getting shot, Aubrey? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Your pen game is too strong. Even if you're like, oh, it was a double entendre, that was the best you could do. You could have kept that in the drafts. As a writer, I got some that I will probably never say out loud because it was dumb. And also, not for nothing, your white mama and white baby mama have an need to shut the up about black women. You barely qualify, and something about it feels white supremacy-ish to me. I don't like it. You always fixing them big BBL lips to say something about black women. Shut the up, son, and write about something else. Diddy slapped you in the motherfucking mouth. I ain't hear you talking nothing about him. You ain't did nothing to him. You ain't said nothing to him, but you got that forehead nestled right up under Tory Lanez. Because was Megan supposed to give you some and she didn't? I bet it is. Because you only do this to women that have like scorned you and spurned you. Oh, you little f***ing goober. You dweeb.
Yo, she went crazy.
I love her. I love her. You're welcome to the Undressing Room podcast at any time, sis. Did she call him a goober?
They removed the video. She went so crazy. Did she say he got BBL lips? And Drake got lipo.
And you barely qualified to even say anything on Black women with your white mama and your white baby mama.
I don't think we put two and two together. He do got a white mama and a white baby mama.
The math, right? The way he go hard about being blackity, blackity, black, you better keep that daddy in the front because that's the only way we remember.
Maybe that's why he's starting fights with like Serena Williams because he like, I'm white too, so white on white crime.
That's Chinese arithmetic. That math don't math. And something tell me you don't want it on Reddit. And I don't care how much you own these. You don't want it with white people. Leave them alone.
So do you think that Drake don't like black women? What's happening? Is that what y'all are saying?
I think Drake, like Kanye, who more recently has put his foot in his mouth, they need attention. When they have albums coming out, the way that artists used to do, and you know, when we were younger, they used to have street teams. They used to make sure they played it in the skating ring. Yeah. And the way you get your music out there these days, the way you get music out there is by clickbait. So you say something absolutely crazy and make everybody want to hear what you said. And boom, there's your spin because everybody listened to the record.
Well, and let me tell you something.
Ooh, tell me,
you want to hear the gag?
Get with the gotcha. What is it?
Okay. So the gag is that her loss sold almost 400,000 the first week, right? This week, the first week. Ready for it? Get into it. Okay. Meg Thee Stallion has writing credit on the album. Let me tell you why.
Lying.
I swear to God. Okay. So there is a song on the project and it's called Rich Flex. And in it, 21 Savage takes her whole flow from I'm a Savage. So guess what? They got to pay Meg with their stupid asses. So you dissed her on the album she's getting paid off of. Let me tell you something. If I was Meg, I'd be like, yeah, he did this. We going to go back and forth with a battle because now y'all got to have to get this album more because I need my coin.
It's given he thought he was Khalees Beyonce, but this is you can't do it. Because it's not the same thing. Like, if you were
getting
going, it's called giving it's getting a coin and it's backfire. You know what I'm saying? Like, you tried to use me to be funny and now give me my money. Funny.
Guess who's not getting no money off of this album?
Who knows?
Tory Lanez. Let's move on.
Let's move. Okay, so.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Speaking of moving on, it's a lot of moving on going on right now. It is the top of the fall. And this is what we would like to call the science behind breakup season. Now, according to research and surveys, the first week of November is the peak time for breakups. Now, a lot of people think like, oh, it's cuffing season. Let me explain something to y'all. They're people that got Y chromosomes and then the X chromosomes.
Uh-huh.
For women, it's cuffing season. For men, it's breakup season.
Running season.
Yes. So they say that the day after Halloween, we're immediately getting into the official holiday season. And this is when you start going home to our families, thinking about whether our families will like our partners, that will be the make or break of the relationship. This is about the time you do that. So between November the 7th and November the 27th, searches on how to break up have been surging in several states. And when you go online, like the little search engines, they've been searching how to break up. Now, this is because Thanksgiving is approaching and usually it's an emotional time. It is. And because you have childhood, it's the nostalgic time, it could be a very happy time or a not so happy time. Also, if you stick it out through Thanksgiving, you might then feel obligated to stick it out all the way through New Year's Eve. So, according to
you don't want to bring trash into the New Year's. Okay?
You don't. But if you bring it into Thanksgiving, you might have to, because you do Thanksgiving. You saying that we holiday friendly. So Thanksgiving going to parlay into Christmas, which is going to parlay into New Year's, which is going to parlay into Valentine's Day. And now here we are together at Easter. So this is why this is why they're breaking up the first week of November. So according to Her Norm survey, folks will see a lot of pre-Christmas breakup. Then there's a second surge, right? So you got your first surge right before Christmas. You get your second round, like the second dose.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Right before, you get your pre-Christmas. Then the second surge happens around New Year's and New Year's Eve.
That's too close.
That's for what you said, though, Lo, so you don't bring the trash into the New Year.
But Eva, there's no way you could break up with somebody in between Christmas and New Year's. That's kind of foul.
No, around this time of year, you think that you think about like what serves you the most, and that little 1 week span, those 5 days, that time reflected with family, those old pictures, the memories, they can get you to a place where you're ready to let go of things that do not add value to your life.
Okay.
I mean, it happens. And that little 1 week, you get your resolutions, you know, what you promised yourself to do last year that you didn't do, all kind of stuff. That man you stayed with that you just knew he was going to get better and he got worse. So this is the sign. I'm giving you the science. It's the science behind the breakup season. Now, do you have any breakup tips, since this is the first week of November and we're trying to make sure we do this season correctly for all the ladies out there? Do you have any breakup tips for the season?
Okay, can you just give me a scenario? Like, how long are these people together?
Okay, so say you've been with your man for 2 years, nice guy, good on paper, but you guys are kind of just going the hamster wheel cycle at this point. It's not funky, spicy. You're not really giving each other anything, but it's just comfortable. You've been there, he's been there, but you're not going anywhere. So there, at some point, somebody has to have enough courage to cut the ties.
And you don't live together, right? You're just dating.
Maybe you do, because I have a friend who let his boyfriend move in with him, but he doesn't need to be with this guy because it's very toxic. And now that makes it even harder because they live together.
Okay. So if y'all don't live together, ghost the person.
Okay. Ghost.
Yeah, just go, but like, not just ghost, because that's kind of foul. Like, start fading to black.
Okay.
Like that's a go-to move. You just like speak to them less, see them
you just
less.
Amy Winehouse, you just.
Yeah, you fade to black. Jay-Z them. You fade to black.
And Homer Simpson going in the bushes.
If it's somebody you live with, right, when say they go to work or something, pack all your stuff and leave. Because you're I'm sure. I don't know. I'm not good at I'm good at confrontation when I have to be, but I'm not good at hurting people's feelings.
L'Oreal? Is that L'Oreal on the other line?
I mean, people that I care about. I don't care about I hurt people's feelings that I don't know or don't care about. But somebody that I care about, I'm not good at stuff like that. And because that's a hard thing to do. Like with me, anytime I've ever not wanted to deal with somebody no more, I legit just stop talking to them.
I'm honest. I let them know whatever their thing is. I've always been that friend. Like, okay, so I had this homegirl back in the day, right? I got three brothers. So she had, she started dating one of my brother's friends and her, I won't say her name, but, she was my homegirl. She was super cool, super, super cool. And I hung out with all the boys cause I had brothers and I guess she had bad breath and I didn't know cause I wasn't all in her mouth. So I wouldn't know that her breath was bad, but I guess all the guys had talked about it was like, yo, her breath is rocking. Y'all, somebody got to say something. So they all elected me. They were like, somebody got to tell her, her breath stink. And I was like, so you know what? I am the kind of person that if I know something is going on around you and you don't know, I can't be in your presence and act like I don't know. I'm not the kind of person that can sit in a room when your name is being ran and not say something. I cannot hang out with her after having a conversation with my brothers and his homeboys about her breath and not say nothing because it's the elephant in the room. I think it's shady. And I'm 13 at this time. And I was like, I can't do it. So I went up to her and I was like, okay, so I just want to know what kind of friend you want me to be. If you had a booger in your nose, would you want me to tell you? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, if your hair was whopped over and you needed to fix your hair, would you want me to tell you? She said, yeah. I said, okay, if your breath stunk and it was bad, would you want me to tell you? She said, yeah. I said, okay, it's number 3.
No, Eva.
I was 13. I was 13, but I was learning honesty. I was learning the process of honesty.
Oh, weak. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That was a good way to do it, but that still hurt my feelings, and I'm not her.
But it was clever. The point being is just get to, even though it's a hard thing to do, you got to tell the truth.
I think it's because I'm such a sensitive person that, like, I tend to think other people are sensitive too, like that. And, like, yeah. I try to handle feelings with care.
Because ghosting is way better.
Avoiding them is just better.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You know how many unanswered questions you have when someone just disappear? You had an amazing 4 months, and now you just gone?
But what are the questions? If I answer all your questions, right, are you going to feel any better? No.
Maybe.
No, you're not. Like, that's like if somebody cheat on you and you find out all the details. You think you want to know all the details, but the more you know, the more you're like, what the F? Like, I felt crazy. Right or wrong? Thank you.
Right. And you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. Yes, L'Oreal, you were right. All right. Let's go on.
Finally.
Finally.
What is today? Because Eva said I'm right. And
you're
like,
right.
Thank you.
You're right. I'm going to let you keep on going. Let's keep talking about these exes. You take it away, L'Oreal. You
okay,
got it.
Well, okay. We're going to talk about why you're still stuck on your ex, right? Now, therapists are frequently asked how to move on from people, whether it's from a significant other or someone you recently dated. Now, an expert from USA Today is claiming that many people don't actually even want to move on. They're hoping for a chance to win over the person that they have those feelings for. So you have to ask yourself this. Do I want this person or do I want this person to want me?
Ooh, say that again.
Because I know y'all wasn't thinking about that. Okay, so what you have to ask yourself, you say self? Do I want this person or do I want this person to want me? Now, many of us are worried that if others don't want us, it means we're not worth having, which that's not true at all because maybe they're not worth having. Okay. We always put the blame on us and think that like something's wrong with me because this
we're
didn't
so
work
critical
out.
On ourselves.
Yeah, on ourselves when the other person is really the big bag of crap. Now, when you like someone, sometimes you have to be the assertive person and just shoot your shot, right?
That's me. That's me.
That gets to it. That you get into it, right? You might have to be the one to make the first move. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, you may want to give yourself a deadline. And when you stop actively waiting, when will you do that? Waiting
Hold on.
Forever.
A deadline?
Yeah, like I'm going to get this done by this amount of time.
Oh, not like if she don't call me back in 3 days, it's over.
I guess that could be a deadline.
Okay.
That could be a deadline. So waiting forever is not a solution. When it's time to move on, maintain your boundaries, change how long you spend looking at their social media pages and how much time you spend together or how much time you daydream about them. So, okay. That's, I think, because you relive things that you've been through with people sometimes. And see, some people tend to think about all the good things that they have with a person, and that's why they want them back. Me, I think about all the bad things, and that's why I don't want them no more.
Exactly. And I think it's an absolute lie. The idea of limit your time on social media. Don't look at that page at all. My friend broke up with her girlfriend, and I deleted her page from her social media. I blocked it. Every kind of way. I blocked her phone number from her phone, all
She's
of that
gonna
stuff.
She's going to find a way, though, because I'm telling you, when you want to look for something or look at something, you're going to find a way to see it, no matter whether you make
true.
A fake page or this or that.
True, but an easier way, if there is a real breakup and you need to start getting over it, you know, I have a friend that's going through, a couple friends going through divorce right now.
Yeah.
You know, when that is the reality, it's, you got to move on. And so there's certain things you have to do. Like I, who have anxiety, to mitigate my anxiety, there are things that I do. So since you know this relationship is over, though you're still hurting, don't put yourself through the anguish of looking at their social media and seeing what they're doing. Don't even do it.
I block people.
I know that the article said limit the time on social media and looking at their pages. I say block or hide their social media page. Don't look at their friends' pages. Now, this is my question. Do you believe in the, like, okay, say that now it's over. Do you believe in scrubbing the Instagram and taking off every picture? Like when Lori Harvey broke up with Michael B. Jordan and it was like not one picture ever of their relationship ever?
Girl, my ex's elbow was in a picture and I was like, delete. You should. I do not care. I don't want to see a shadow.
Diddy crop.
I'm just a diddy crop him out of there. So no, I do think that's hella tacky. I hate people that leave up pictures of somebody that they used to be with and then now they got four people on their page that they dated. Like, that's OD weird. Like, you're weird.
Well, see, I think it's weird to be with somebody for 3-4 years, to be in love, it doesn't work out, as sad as it is, then to take the time and energy to go through every post on your Instagram and delete.
How many times did you post them? Like, this, you shouldn't even have to post them that much. It's your page. Like, I say get rid of everything.
We back to disagree.
Do we have a kid? Do we got a kid? If we have a kid, do we? What's up? All right. If we have a kid together, that's one thing.
You can still delete the pictures.
You're deleted. No, why would I delete my child's father? I wouldn't do that.
Where's Future on Sierra's page?
That's not baby future.
How? Why?
I told you to delete all the pictures. You here trying to secure them on the page. So if we
no, you said them, if they marry, meaning if they got kids.
If you
Future
have a kid
has
with
a baby
person,
with Sierra.
And if we seen Sierra and Future on the page together, we wouldn't feel no way because we already know who's the prize. Russell and Sierra. Okay, she's the prize. But
she's the prize.
Future ain't. Like, what? His loss. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I agree to disagree
so
with you.
So if there's
that
a picture of Future, baby Future and Sierra, and it's on her page, oh, okay, that's nice. They co-parented. That's how I'm going to look at it. I ain't going to be like, oh, that's her ex that she slept with. No, but that's what I'm saying. So if it's an ex, what are you doing on my page? Like, first of all,
I wish I could delete
all my pictures of girls that I'm not cool with, too. Like, but I don't want to be that petty.
Why can't you? Because that's what I did.
Listen, I'll delete most of them. It's just, I don't feel like answering questions for certain of them.
Okay, well, I've got a question. Would you delete your son if he did this to you? So a teenager,
deleting a picture of my son.
But you might delete your son from this earth if he used your rent money to buy his girlfriend some Shein clothes.
What son? So,
exactly. So there's a recent viral TikTok that shows a very angry, upset, crying mother that was ticked off about her son using their rent money for his girlfriend. Listen to this.
Y'all, I am so irritated right now. My son sit up here and literally took $2,000 off my f-ing credit card. That's my rent money. That's everything. Every f-ing thing. He gotta go. I just put him out. He's 16. I already done sit there and told him. I really feel like calling the fucking police. That's why I came live, so I can calm down. I really just feel like calling the police at this moment. You really took some money off my card to go sit up there and do some shit for a little ass girl? Y'all, I am so mad right now, man.
Oh my God. I feel so sad for this mommy.
I mean, now's not the time for a joke, but I have one.
I know you, Joe. Hit me with it. Let's go.
Okay. $2,000 at Shein? When did he buy clothes for her whole family?
I don't know. But what I do know is that over 70% of Americans are living check to check. And that's those that are even making six figures. Inflation is real. The recession is here. And money is tight for families. I just left the poll in place asking for all these different extra provisions and relief for economic stimulation. So I could literally feel the mother's anguish in the pit of her stomach about how she was going to pay this rent. Yeah. It is November. It is cold. You have to use this heater or air conditioner at this time of year. I mean, working, it ain't easy to get up every morning and do the things that we got to do to take care of our families. 16-year-old boy, you've been taking care. You done raised this baby. You done prayed every prayer and hope in him. And he went and took that money. Your rent money, your bill money.
And he's old enough to understand and know what he did. So that's what my issue is.
But he don't, though. But he don't.
16, Eva.
So he understands that he put his mom in a bind.
You stole. Like, you didn't just put her in a bind.
He did. But I don't think he understands the grab. When he's a 32-year-old man, once he goes through college and starts to matriculate and he got $18 left in his bank and a $15 bill and he hungry, he going to realize what that $2,000 meant then. But today he don't get it.
Damn, but there's 16, 15, 14-year-old moms and dads right now. So the fact that, like, you know, in the...
But he ain't that kind of kid, obviously, because the mama, I mean, he has access to her credit card. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he stole it out of her bag. Like, this is something... Listen, when she says stole, all I can think is he took it from her and he used it. He never asked. He never nothing. And she's clearly... She said that was everything.
Everything.
Meaning that was all the money she has. And he, which means you're, the way that y'all live can't be this lavish, right? Because if she's saying 2000 is everything that she has, y'all don't live a lavish lifestyle.
But see, so when you a kid, better. It ain't necessarily lavish, but it's comfortable. You know.
Yeah, but so he knew better. You don't have $2,000 to go shopping, obviously.
I would beat so why would you the do that? Brakes off of that boy. When I tell you CPS and every other government agency will be coming to talk to me, because there is no way in this world that my son, who I go to work for every day to make sure he's straight, went and squandered every single dollar that I need to ensure his support. Like, I want to be him. Let's be him.
You could tell that her heart is broken behind this. Like, that just,
if you have a cash app.
There a GoFundMe or something?
Yeah, if you got a cash app and you post your cash app, we'll look at it and we'll repost it. I saw a girl last week. She had gotten her hand bitten off by a dog, and she a hair braider. And her hand is so, now she can't braid. She had a little baby in the back. And I just sent her a couple $100 from Cash App. But you'd be surprised what the power of people coming together can do. So if you got a Cash App, sis, let us know. We'll throw you something to help pay the rent. And then send your son to my house so I can give him some yard work and feed his.
Nah, leave him on the street where he belongs. Let him go raise $2,000 for rent with a McDonald's cup as he's shaking it on the highway, because he's disrespectful. And that's so crazy to me. Now you don't have nowhere to live. Go wear those Shein clothes on the street.
Not even just nowhere to live. You messing up my credit. I've been working real hard to pay my stuff on time. I've been not buying other stuff. I've been
She picked him out. He has nowhere to live. She's fine.
Yeah, for a moment. That's her son. He gonna come back. But she just brokenhearted right now. Well, you know what is back. You know what I want to get back to? I want to get back in the DMs. Who many DMs?
Let's go. Let's get into it. Now, you already know they all start out pretty much nice. And then when I don't respond, they start to get a little weird.
We got a disgruntled one?
No, it's not even disgruntled. It's like desperation at a point. Okay. And I felt bad because I don't want them to listen to that and hear me say that about them.
Well, we're going to call a spade a spade.
Okay. So, starts off, I wanted to like all your pictures, but I didn't want to bother you too much with the notifications, but I'll be back. I listen to you every morning on the way to work, and I just followed you on IG and seen your pictures. Wow, you are so beautiful, 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 beautiful. These are all different messages. Beautiful. It's the same person. Beautiful. too sexy. Oh, we switched up a bit. I will spoil the hell out of you.
Okay. So you said all the nine beautiful or nine different messages.
It's giving
stalker.
It's giving, I'm scared. Yeah, it's giving, don't like no more pictures. Or I'm going to call the police.
Well, there's a fine line between admiration, adoration, and stalkeration. And I think he is in the dancery with stalkeration for sure.
I was about to say, I like hateration.
I don't think there's no hateration in there anywhere. You're beautiful.
So that's just the word I like with all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's why I went ahead and did the dancery, because I just went ahead and brought the queen into the whole thing.
Okay, so I got to tell you a little bit about this guy, right? Now, this guy, I know he's going to hear this, and it just is what it is. He watches and does, and like every single thing I do. So he's been DMing me for the past 16 months, and I haven't opened it, right? Okay. So I figured that we could read a couple
Wait. Left. He's been DMing you for 16 months? You just said that like it was a child.
Because 16 the first
months is a year
message,
and a half.
Well, no, actually, I was wrong, because the first message, this ain't even the first. The first one I'm stopping on says, hey, sexy, how come you don't answer this DM? I've been trying for 2 years now. So actually, that was in May. That he said,
what are we doing baby
so
years away? You count 24
ago.
Months.
But look, that was 2 years ago. So now it's 4 years. He writes me every day, about four times a day. He writes head crack.
So this man has been DMing you for 42 months.
Yeah. You want to read some of them? You're beautiful. I'm not a bot. Hey, shorty. Do you respond to DMs from fans? If so, you'll have a fan for
48
life.
Months.
Will you ever answer my DM, gorgeous? Been trying for years now. I'll never quit. But it's hard when you don't get a response from your crush. Good morning for the 100th gazillion time, L'Oreal. Still no response. Hi, sweetheart. How come you don't hit me back in this DM? Is this you? Just answer that, please. Hi, beautiful. I know you're never going to check these DMs, but I just wanted to say I hope I meet you one day and that I feel that we would have such a great connection. Damn, I've been trying to get a response in these DMs forever. I like your smile, sexy. I just want to date you. Do you check your DMs ever?
Okay, now we need a protection order. We need a protection order against this person. This
right,
is.
Are we done? Oh, wait. He wrote something different. I would love to be the side dude for you, definitely.
You sign up to be on the side?
Oh, my okay, God, you... listen to this one. Hi to you and those beautiful teeth.
I like that one. I'm sorry. Good morning, everyone.
Okay. Hi, beautiful. How come you never respond to me, sexy? Hey, big head. Hey, beautiful.
That's the one. That's the no. Go back.
Hey, I'm going to keep trying until I can't try no more.
And you know, I enjoy persistence. I like someone that knows what they want and go after it. But in 48 months, which is what we've gotten to, at this point, it's stalker is giving me protection order and is giving me, we need to find his IP address to make sure that he doesn't know where you live.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like, shout out to the fans that are consistent and persistent. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's not a fan, though. That's a stalker.
When you jump out the window with certain comments and things, I mean, that's not even a fraction. Those are just the DMs. He writes me every day on Twitter all day, in Instagram. Like, it's legit crazy. And this is only one of probably like 25 people that are
okay,
like,
so we're gonna go ahead and effectively today block him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was spilling you.
We're gonna block him. But I do have a final question that I want to undress from a young
lady named
Keisha.
Wait, Eva.
What?
Let them know if they want to slide in my DMs. All they got to do is hit me up at Star and L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L. And shout out to everybody, because I've seen a lot of y'all talking about the Undressed Women podcast and how y'all love me and Eva, and we love y'all too. And I'm going to get to y'all DMs next week, because I want to make sure I do the fan love, because they really
send
like
us some juicy DMs to L'Oreal's DM, okay? Don't do the weird stalker stuff. Do some fun stuff.
Yeah, something okay? That's not going to get us scared to call the police.
Beep.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now, who should you call if this happened to you? Our final question to address today. This one is not messy or petty, but it is juicy. Mm-hmm. So this young lady, her name is Keisha. Mm-hmm. So Keisha recently took an ancestry DNA test, and she says she came across an interesting finding. She found out that an aunt who she's unfamiliar with, after connecting the dots, she found out that this aunt was on her dad's side, and it's likely that she is the child of her paternal grandfather outside of marriage. Yeah, I'm lost.
Judd, family tree for me.
Okay, so the family tree is her daddy has a sister that was not fathered by the mother. So the daddy had an outside family member.
Okay.
So Keisha went to do her ancestry.com and found out that she has an aunt. And she's like, who is this auntie? I never heard of her. Then connected the dots and realized, oh, this is my dad's sister. Okay. How is this my dad's sister? This is my grandfather's daughter from another woman.
Okay.
So granddaddy had a whole baby outside the marriage.
Now granddaddy was a Rolling Stone.
Okay. Was a Rolling Stone. Now granddaddy is getting old. And Keisha is like, I don't know if I should say something because she's conflicted. On one side, she wants to say something, at least to her father, and just bring it up that she knows, find out what her dad might know about his estranged sister and his aunt or anything. But then on the other hand, she doesn't want to start any family drama. She doesn't want conflict. She doesn't want any issues. So should she tell the family what she has discovered on this ancestry DNA, or should she just keep it a secret into herself and not say anything? I'm going to give you some of my own personal. About 8, maybe not even longer than that, maybe 13 years ago now, because my dad had a stroke 10 years ago, 11 years ago. 14 years ago, I get a Facebook message from this girl who says that she's my sister. And I'm like,
me and you are sisters?
Right. I was like, since I have 3 brothers, I don't have any sisters. And she's like, no, I'm your sister. And she gave like my father's last name and everything. And I was like, okay, really? This is really weird. Right. And come to find out, like my dad signed her birth certificate and everything. And she lived in a neighboring city. So I'm like, I got a whole sister. So at this point, I don't know what to do with the information because I hadn't said anything to my mother. My brothers, I talked to them, and my brothers were like, that ain't my sister. That ain't my sister. I only got one sister. You my sister. So my brothers were like, shut up. Don't say nothing. Let it go.
Yeah.
But for some inside of me, I was like, yo, I got a whole sister in this world. Like, she could be my Uber driver when I go back home to LA. Like,
all right, I'm going to talk to you later.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, I could see her and pass her and not even know that that's my actual sister. It was weird. So it was icking me for a few years. We finally came out and told my mother. Mind you, this didn't happen until my father had a stroke. Daddy had a whole stroke. My daddy ain't been able to talk in 11 years. Mm-hmm. So all the information came out when my father was in a space where he can't even explain, talk about, or even properly comprehend what you're trying to ask him.
Right.
So, girl, my daddy's in the hospital. We all at the hospital in the little prayer room and little chapel room, and this phone call come through, and it's this girl who said wanted to know about her daddy. That's how my mama found. I cannot make this up. That's how my mama found.
Oh, this is real? Ended up being his child?
This is real life. So my mom, when that phone call came through and she's talking about your dad, I had already knew what was happening because I had found out like a year and change before and had been begging my brothers to let me and to tell mommy, but nobody wants to let me tell mommy. So now mommy knows while daddy is over here on life support. It was so stupid.
No.
I was so mad. It was the worst situation in the entire world. My mom is what you call the G of all G's. She took vows of my father over 40 years ago. She's going to stand by that man's side. She has been his caretaker, his everything. That is his wife, his rider, his best friend. My mom ain't going nowhere.
And she hasn't even been able to talk to him about it because
he can't talk.
Speak.
Because my dad can't talk. So I asked my mother.
Eva, what if your dad really can't talk, but he just don't want to talk about this?
Nah, he can't. He can't. Like, for real. I ain't got nothing to say.
I ain't got nothing to say about that.
So I'm asking my mom. My mom's like, I'm resolved. You know what I'm saying? In life, I have made a vow with your father. This happened before he and I got married. It wasn't a cheating situation. It was in between, but I still never knew.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't a scandal. Like, it wasn't any kind of scandalous stuff from my mother and my father. We just didn't know. And it's one of those things where you never know. You might have mental illness in the family. You might have so many different things that knowing your ancestry and your lineage might help play a factor. Yeah. I mean, just sickle cell. If you're prone to sickle cell anemia, you might not know that if you don't have your family medical histories and things of that. And so it just can really play a part. And it's a very, very icky place to be.
See, and I'm sure, because I know you felt like you were between a rock and a hard place. And that's what I was saying earlier when I even said, like, I'm not good at hurting people or letting people down that I care about. So, like, that's why I go so hard for people that I care about, because it's like, damn, like, I don't never want them to be disappointed or sad because of something that I did to them.
Yeah.
So, in my case, I probably would hold all that in and
you
hold
my brother.
It for them. Yeah, I would
you
hold
my brother.
It for them. And I wouldn't even be like, she's not my sister. I would just be like, I'm protecting my mother, you know, because at the end of the day, like, that's going to hurt her. And if he didn't say anything, like, I would be upset with my dad. I was
38 hot with my father for a couple of years when I was trying to get him to say something. But, you know, life goes on.
What did he say to you when you asked him to say something?
That it was more than I could understand at the time. There was more, you know, and there always is more to a story than what you know. And my parents were celebrating one of their big wedding anniversaries. And it was always a reason to, like, kind of not yet, not yet, not yet. And I was afraid, you know, my family doesn't have history of divorce.
Right.
So all my aunts and uncles were married until someone passed away. My grandparents married until someone passed away. And then they went with each other a couple months later. So, you know, one of my larger fears was, what happens if my parents aren't together? Like, what happens to our family? Like, the matriarch and patriarch chain, like, the whole dynamic. And so that was part of my fear of not saying nothing. And then also, it wasn't my brother. Like, I wanted to make sure it was on one accord. And all my brother said, no, I can't be the only person.
Yeah, you can't be the only one. But really quickly, because I know we have to wrap this up. But so would you tell her that she should or shouldn't, now that you've been through a similar situation, your advice to her would be to do
my advice to her would be talk to her dad only. My advice to her would be speak to her father, not to grandpa. Don't tell your rest of your siblings and cousins and stuff. So I have a conversation with your father, Keisha, and talk to him. And then from there, I think you will be better equipped with what the next steps should be. I don't think it's one way. It's like living life. Yeah. There's no one way to live it. You know what I mean?
But
I think the first step would be for her to talk to her dad, because that's what I did. Whoa. When I found out, I went to my daddy. Like, daddy, what's going on?
That's a heavy one, Eva.
It was. He flew and visited
me. Thanks for sharing that with us.
I know. I was when I saw the final question to undress, I was like, do I tell my story or not? But it's the Undressing Room podcast, and y'all got me naked today.
You ain't got no clothes on, girl. Go put that bra back on, them panties, and put the shirt on. You know what I'm talking about? Over at Macy's for that Black Friday sale.
I'm gonna need some new stuff. I'm gonna go on ahead and get that Black Friday sale while supplies last over at Macy's.
Yes, but we're gonna get out of here.
Listen, we're gonna get out of here, but if you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. If you want me to undress your final question, because that's what I just did, do yourself a favor. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Undressing Room podcast and then DM us for your chance to be featured. Boom, there you go.
You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page, so you can be fly like me and my beautiful friend Eva. And
we're
gonna see y'all next week.
Make sure
y'all rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, because we ain't going nowhere.
Nope, we here.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed, Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadijah Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.